are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Our live stream viewers, we welcome our Facebook viewers, our YouTube viewers, and of course our television audience right here from Bloemfontein, where this revival began. We welcome you today. Thank you for tuning in with us today. We know God's going to bless you wherever you are, right there in America, right there in Europe, and throughout Africa, from Bloemfontein, the heart of South Africa. We want to welcome you. Come on, you are the host today. Give them a warm welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about the power of your words that you say to yourself every day. My question this morning is, are you talking to yourself, or is yourself talking to you? You have to get a control of yourself, or yourself will talk you out of the victory that Christ has for you. Every day, your words matter. Every day, what you say will profoundly affect your tomorrow and your future. You have to talk to yourself, or yourself will tell you what you cannot do. Yourself will tell you who you are not. Yourself will tell you, you're never going to amount to anything. You'll never achieve that. You're never going to lose weight. You're never going to be able to overcome. You're never going to be able to build that business in South Africa. Many, many wonderful believers in Christ are not experiencing the victory God has for them, or their breakthroughs, because they're not talking to themselves. Rather than speaking God's word over them, they are allowing their sentiments and their emotions and their feelings and their fears and their doubts to talk to them. I mean, a lot of you sitting here today, you believe that by Jesus' stripes you are healed, amen. But there's a lot of people, when they face a crisis, when they face a healing challenge, they don't say what God says. They'll go around and say, I'm so tired today. Oh, I feel terrible today. When their nose starts running and they're sniffing, they say, I knew I was going to catch the cold that that other person has. Family, you have to talk to yourself. You have to learn to control your tongue, because your future lies within your mouth this morning. Somebody say amen. You have to speak to yourself, or yourself will talk yourself out of the victory that God has for you. There's a lot of people who think good things, but they never voice them. You have to say them so that you can hear them and believe them and to them. You have to talk to yourself. Amen. So my question is, what are you saying to yourself every day, all the day? What are the thoughts that are running in your mind? Because those thoughts will eventually manifest in physical manifestation. Are you talking about your problems? Are you talking to your problems? Because if you talk about your mountain, it will grow. If you talk to your mountain, it will go. Come on, somebody say amen. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I read an interesting article about doctors who incorporated talk therapy to treat patients suffering from depression. Instead of medicating the problem, the doctors instructed the patients to start making positive declarations over their lives, saying such things as, I have a bright future. People like to be around me. People like me. Good things are in store for me. Some of the patients were depressed because they were facing life-threatening diseases and felt there was no hope. The doctors asked them, has anyone ever survived this disease? And the answer always was, yes. There's always somebody that overcame the odds. Always somebody that did what people said could not be done. So he told them, then I want you to start saying, I will make it. I will live and not die. Come on. I will beat the odds, because God is for me, in the name of Jesus. Those patients who obeyed the doctor's voice, who gave themselves to talk therapy, choosing to speak the promise and not the problem, amazingly, many of them not only came out of their depression, but they also made full recoveries. It matters what you say. No matter what you face in South Africa as a nation, we have a great future. Amen. No matter who this president is, or the next president is, or what political party will come in power in South Africa, we have a great future in South Africa. Come on, somebody shout. God bless this country, South Africa, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Bible is clear. Number one, life and death is in the power of your tongue. Pastor friend of mine who's no longer around, one day there was a lady that always came for counseling, and one day this lady walks into his office again, always had a problem, always it was somebody else that was at fault. If it wasn't her husband, it was somebody working with her, or it was somebody who did something. So one day she came in and the pastor said to her before she started again, he said, whoa, just a minute, I've been praying and I know what the challenge is. She said, what, pastor? He said, just open your mouth. Well, how many of you know it's not a polite thing to do as a pastor? Tell a woman who comes into your office, open your mouth. He said, open your mouth, stick out your tongue. And as she did, he grabbed her tongue like that. And he said, here's your problem. Yeah, lieth thy problem. Come on. For many of us, yeah, lieth thy problem. You don't need the devil to curse you. You are cursing yourself all the time. You need to change what you say. You need to watch what you say. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O God. He said, set a watch at the door of my lips. If we talk about the past, we will bring the past into our future. We are a prophetic generation. We are a generation that has to declare the future. We have to speak to the dry places. We have to talk life and not death. Come on. We have to speak blessing and not cursing. We have to say, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm going over. I'm not going under. Come on. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, for he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Somebody say, I'm getting younger. I'm getting stronger. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Now I know you're already feeling better. Amen. Because we don't feel good when we switch on the television. We don't feel good when we tell people what we just heard Parliament debating. I mean, people talk about the future as if the future is done. A politician says something, then everybody says what the politician has. And then when they have what the politician says, they say, see, I told you. Exactly. Our words shape heaven and earth. Our words release the angels of heaven. Our words affect the atmosphere. Our words affect climates. Our words affect nations. Come on. We are a prophetic generation. We don't say what the world says. We say what God says. We declare words of life. We speak to the north. We speak to the south. We speak to the lack. We speak to the famine. In the name of Jesus, we command the mountain to be removed. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm preaching to somebody. You're waiting for God to do something in your life, and God's waiting for you to order your conversation aright. Whosoever orders his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoever orders his conversation aright. So life and death in the power of your tongue. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Where's death and life? In your mouth. Does that. Your toekoms. Your future. Is in your tongue. Amen. Don't look at me shocked this morning. It's like Jesus said, those who become like little children, theirs is the kingdom of God, meaning they can operate in the principles of God's kingdom. Those who become like children, not those who reason. God says, life and death is in the power of your tongue. Stop cursing your marriage. Stop cursing the government. Stop cursing the economy. Stop cursing your business. Stop saying, I'll never be able to afford. You know, God never found you on the scrap heap. Come on. Oh, come on. Scrapyard faith will not get you where God wants you to go. You have to change your level of faith. You have to change your level of confession. I mean, I, like everybody else, always bought a second-hand car until I read a scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, go get me a donkey that no one sat on, that no one ever sat on. I thought, well, that's good enough for me. I want a car that nobody else ever sat on. Come on. I mean, I had somebody recently say, well, we never buy new cars in our family. And it's a little thing, but I decided when I had nothing, I'm going to buy a new car. It might not say, I don't care, I'm going to buy new. I like new. I like new. I like fresh. I don't want to smell somebody else's smoke in the car that I buy. I want to smell leather. I want to smell I want to feel good when I climb in the car. And then I saw Jesus say, get me a donkey that no one sat on. I said, okay, I'm going to get a donkey because it's a mode of transport. So I had somebody told me, say, Pastor, my dad taught us never buy a new car. I say, well, be the first one to buy a new car in your family. Be the first one to get a degree. Come on, be the first one to buy a house where your family never bought a house. Be the first one to start a boat. Come on, to be the first one to start a business. Be the first one to be a professor in your family. Be the first one to get a doctorate in your family. Nothing is impossible if you can believe in Jesus' name. Shout yeah! But until you don't say it, you don't believe it. You steer your life with your tongue, your whole future, the course of your life, your marriage, your ministry, your business. So when things go wrong, people say, why are things going wrong? You shouldn't say, why is there a storm? You should speak to the storm. You should speak to the mountain. You call what is not as though it is. You speak words of life. You speak words of healing. You speak words of blessing in the name of Jesus Christ because you have the authority. James chapter 3 verse 3, the Bible says, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so the tongue, what does he say? We take a wild stallion and we put a bit in his mouth and we steer him with this bit. A huge ship in the ocean, the course of that ship is steered by one rudder. He says, so your tongue steers the course of your life. You speak words of blessing, you steer yourself into the blessing of God. He says, blessing and cursing proceeds out of the same mouth. My brother, these things ought not so to be. A lot of people have a field and they have a harvest, but in the midst of the harvest, there's a lot of tares and there are many thorns. Because they're not only speaking the word, they are speaking their doubts and their fears and their worries and their concerns. So the seed is growing, both the good and the bad. So they're not living in what God has for them, although they have a measure of blessing. Jesus, or the centurion, he said to Jesus, speak the word only. We have to be a people of the word. As a matter of fact, James chapter 3 says, the person who is able to bridle his tongue is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. If you have a loose tongue, you will have other areas in your life that are loose as well. So the first thing we have to control, and that's why the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so important and the renewal of the mind is so important. The first thing to control is your tongue. Your tongue. Your tongue. Not to say what you feel. Have you ever heard people say, I just have to say what I feel. I just have to give that person a piece of my mind. I'm not a hypocrite. I have to say what I feel. Well, you're definitely not a person of faith if you say what you feel, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We are not moved by what we feel. We are moved by what we believe. We have to say what God says until we see what God says we can see. Come on, we steer our lives with the power of our tongues in Jesus' name. Psalm 45 is one, the Bible says, the tongue of man is the hand of a ready writer. You write your future. God gives you a blank check. Then he says, fill it in. So if you say times are tough, times will be tough. Jesus said, long before times were tough, he said, in this world you will have tribulation. Storms will come, but be of good cheer. When the disciples were in the midst of a storm and they were afraid, believing they were going to perish, Jesus stood up and he said, peace, be still. He didn't talk about the economic storm. He did not talk about the land storm. He said, peace. Be still. I'm not going under, I'm going over. I'm not part of the unemployment statistics. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Come on, you stand by the power of your confession. You steer your life. Listen how careless people are with their words. I'm never going to find somebody. I never feel happy. I always feel tired. I feel miserable. How are you today? I feel miserable. Well, that's exactly what Joel chapter 3 said. He said, let the weak say, I'm feeling so weak. Let the blue, those in the blue say, I'm having the blues. Blue moon. No. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. I am blessed. Come on. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed in Jesus' name. Let those who were cursed say, I'm blessed. Come on. Say it. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. And I cannot be cursed. I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number three, with your words, you frame your world. The boundaries of your world are determined by your words. How far you will go are determined by your words. You say, nobody wants to do business with me. You say, there's no business in Bloemfontein. There's no business. You just said so. While other people are making billions in the same city. I can't find a job. Watch what you say. Proverbs 6 verse 2. The Bible says you are snared by the words of your mouth. You have to speak to yourself or yourself. That old nature, that unbelieving nature will talk to you. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. The Bible says by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So he says we frame our word by speaking the word of God, and then we will see what we presently do not see. So you've been trying to fall pregnant. Go get the baby room ready. I've told many people this and they've responded to me, and they got the baby room ready and they got the cot and they got the pram and they got the nappies. And I said, even put a recorder there of a baby crying. Even the, put a, you say it's foolishness, no, it's faith. Because you have to see it. You have to believe it. You have to see it. Amen. You have to write. It is done. Every building project we've ever built, I put the picture on the wall and I say it is done in Jesus' name. Philippians 4 verse 13. Ephesians 3 verse 20. My God shall supply. My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can all. It is paid for in the name of Jesus. I call it. You frame your world by the words of your mouth. How far you will go in life by the words of your mouth. Your words have greater impact on you than anybody else. What you say determines your future. So some of you are going to have to start biting your tongue. You're going to have to go on a word fast. You can't just fly off the handle at your husband. You can't sit and have a gossip session about your friend. You're creating strife in the spirit world. Bible says, let your words be few. Don't just talk about people. Don't send a curse out into the heavenlies. Don't speak your concerns, your worries, your fears, your anger, your resentment. Speak the word. Number four, we release our faith in God by speaking the word. Mark 11, 22, the Bible says, have faith in God. For verily I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, problem, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. That's Jesus, read in the Bible. You know, people get nothing, then they get a bad deal, then they say, I told you. Exactly. So I knew this was going to happen. Exactly. They had an expectation, but a negative expectation. They voiced their negative expectation. You frame your world. You live at the level of your confession in God. Because your confession will lead to works of faith. You'll never be able just to confess and not do. But it all starts with confession. Believing in your heart, saying with your mouth. So people do it all the time. They just do it in the negative. They say, you know, I can't myself do it. Listen to what people say carelessly and they think it doesn't matter. Every word you say matters. You don't have to feel bad about it, but you better get smart. And you want to live in a harvest that God's planned for you. Not a harvest with a lot of thorns and thistles. You don't want to do the enemy's work and sow your own problems in your life by not being able to control your mouth. He who controls his tongue is perfect, James says. He who does not stumble in word is able to bridle his whole body. So spiritual maturity is not the person that prophesies for 3 hours. It's the person who has control over his tongue. Notice I'm just talking to men because women speak more words. So it's a greater challenge for them to control the many words they speak. So when you speak one of the 25,000 words, be sure that those words are pleasing in his sight, that those words are acceptable in his sight, that those words are scripturally based. When you talk about your husband to your wife, well, not your wife, your mother, then make sure that it's the word that you speak. Hey, listen to me this morning, because your words are powerful. Your words create emotions. The Bible says, grievous words stir up strife or stir up anger. Have you ever had a good day and somebody sent you a bad SMS and it messes up your whole day? Ever had a great day and somebody says something nasty to you and it affects your whole emotion? Watch what you say. Because if you're one of those people, I will cut you out of my life like you cut a disease out of a person's life. Somebody that cannot control his tongue. Or mess up other people's aptitude. Or mess up other people's emotional disposition. You feel bad, don't, you know, when your husband comes home and he's worked a hard day's night, and he's worked long hours. Don't mess up because you've sat there and you're unhappy about something. Now he walks in there and you just attack him. Where'd you come from? Deal with yourself before your husband shows up at home. Deal with yourself. I mean, we'll have many less challenges in marriages if people will learn to say what is godly. Maybe there'll be no conversation. Okay, I'll just move on. The Bible says we have to hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering. We believe, therefore do we speak. We have to realize how powerful our words are. What we say about ourselves has greater impact than what anybody else says about us. Many people are overly critical and always putting themselves down and always talking down on themselves. They may not realize it, but they are cursing their future. I'm just the least. I'm a poor boy from a poor family. I was born with a disadvantage. I'm a victim, not a victor. Jesus came to change all of that. He came to change your bad culture or your bad past and give you a brand new future. He came to say, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. It doesn't matter where you were born, how you were educated. I have a future for you. I have a hope for you. I have a greater tomorrow for you. You better believe it and declare it in the name of Jesus. So if we talk negative thoughts or negative words all the time, they become thoughts. And we begin to develop a defeated mentality with low self-esteem and inferiority. And the bad thing of that is that those negative mindsets will stop you from accomplishing what God called you to accomplish, because you will neutralize yourself. You know, I've been a pastor now 30-something years and say for 36 years, and I've seen people hear the same word, and some people grab a hold of the word, and other people, it's just like they really just don't get it for whatever reason. I don't know. I think maybe because people never start declaring the word of God over their lives. When I got saved, born again, I got saved in the faith movement. We were taught every week the power of confession, how important your words are. I mean, pastors that spend time with me and people, they'll say one limiting statement, I'll correct them. I say, excuse me, don't say that in my presence. You want to play golf with me again? You do down talk. You're not playing with me again. I've grown beyond that rubbish. Get a hold of yourself. Bite your tongue. I'm not going to listen to you talking down on yourself. I'm not going to listen to you making negative statements. How will you lead God's people with an inferior mindset, always talking down on yourself? If we are not intentional about our confession, we become like people in the world. Everything just flies. Every now and again, we get up and we take the word and we confess it for 10 minutes, but the rest of the while, we say what we feel and we say what we think. And there's a problem with that, because it doesn't say death and life is in the power of the tongue only when you confess the word. It says life and death is in the power of your tongue. Every time you open your mouth, you either bless or curse your life and your future. Every single time you open your mouth. So just to close your mouth is not enough. Some people think, well, I'm not going to say anything negative, but they don't say anything positive. You have to speak the blessing. You have to speak the word, or the word of God will not work for you. You have to speak the solution. You have to speak the answer. Otherwise, in silence, many people have resigned themselves to cynicism, skepticism, and negativity. They don't have a good thing to say, so they're silent. That's equally as bad as somebody talking negatively. This is not called the silent confession. It's called the great confession. So what you believe, you have to confess. You have to declare it. My marriage is blessed. My children are blessed. My kids, since they were born, I made one bad statement to my children in all the life I've raised them. They can tell you. I'm not Mr. Perfect, but I realize the importance of word. In my whole life, my parenting of my kids, they never heard a negative thing out of my mouth towards them. Ask them all. I never spoke down on them, ever. I said a bad thing once to Angelique. She was like 13, 14 years old. I said, "Are you stupid?" She looks at me, she said, "Daddy, I'm not stupid. You taught me I'm not stupid." Well, I repented. I mean, I felt like a dog because she did something which I thought was not great. So I said, "Are you stupid?" I didn't say, "You are stupid." I said, "Are you stupid?" She looked at me like, said, "Daddy, I'm not stupid. You taught me I'm not stupid. How dare you say, I repented." Listen, I repented in 2 seconds. I said, "I'm sorry, Angelique. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Daddy is sorry. I don't know what got a hold of me. I'm sorry. You're brilliant. You're gorgeous. You're fantastic. You miss world. You can do anything." Listen, I repented for months and months and months afterward, saying one negative thing to my daughter, because I realized the impact of words. Some of you teachers told you, "Well, you're just an average child." What is that? She's an average teacher because she's never been able to discover who you are, your genius and your gifts and your talents. She never took the time to discover who you are, so she makes a bland statement, "Well, you are just an average person." What does that even mean? What does that even mean, Mr. Educator, Mr. Principal? How dare you label somebody in a position of power? Anybody who ever said anything negative to my children, I taught them to negate it, and I said, "Come here." I look them in the eyes and I say, "This is who you are." And I speak the word of God over them. I said, "You can do this. You are brilliant. You are fantastic. You are great. Whatever you set your mind to, you're going to accomplish. You are the head. You are not the tail. You have gifts that people, this world cannot even evaluate your gifts. You are so special that people can't figure you out." But many of us grew up in homes where we don't hear that. That's why we have to go to the mirror, the word of God, and not end up in a wine press like Gideon. When God called him mighty man of valor, Gideon sits and he says, "Who, me?" God says, "Go in this might of yours, go build a company, get a degree, be the first doctor in your lineage, be the first one to be ahead, to stand out." And he says, "Who, me? Who, me? I come from a bloodline where we are the least, and I'm the weakest in my father's house." God doesn't even entertain this. He says, "Go in this mind of yours. Go in how I created you. I formed you. I shaped you. I know what is in you. Stop the down talk. Stop the minimizing talk. Stop limiting me in your life. Come on. Extend the boundaries in your life by declaring what I have for you." In the night. Oh, come on, somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. They're in Pretoria. When the time came for Israel to possess the promised land, the Bible says they could not because of unbelief. We be not able. We saw the giants and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in theirs. I'm just a nobody. Your identity is not where you come from. Your identity is rooted in Christ. Your future is in what Jesus did for you. Your victory is in what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter what the government decides. You have a future. You have a hope because your Father says, "I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of blessing and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Come on. Come on, shout, "I have a future in the name of Jesus." But if you don't believe it, nothing is going to change. If you don't declare it, you will stay exactly where you are. Joshua and Caleb had a different attitude. They said, let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able. And they did possess the land because of their attitude. You watched the cricket yesterday, some of us. What was the difference between AB de Villiers and everybody else? Attitude. Some people played as if the pitch was difficult. AB gets there and he plays as if the pitch is easy. What was the difference between Liverpool and Manchester United? Manchester won. What's the difference? You see it, you watch it, we see it in life. Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You're going down in the third round. Then he knocks the guy out in the third round. Somebody else walks in there and says, well, we're just going to try our best and, you know, hallelujah. I'm just going to see what's going to happen here tonight. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. I'm sorry I'm here, but, you know, I'm here, so I'm just going to give it a go. What's that? What is that? You don't believe in yourself, everybody can see it. You talk down on yourself, everybody will talk down on you. But when David's brother talked down on him, David just said, speak to the hand, and he walked away. Just speak to the hand. That's not who I am. I'm not a little shepherd boy. God said, I'm a king. God said, I'm a priest. God said, I'm the head. God said, I'm not the tail. God said, I'm above. Come on. You can say what you want to. I'm not defined by you. I'm defined by my Father in heaven. This is who I am. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Come on, I'm seated in heavenly places. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, I'm victorious because I'm born of God. You better talk to yourself every day. You better say what God says about you. Then you will accomplish what God has for you. Oh, come on, somebody. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise. Let the weak say, I am strong. When discouragement comes, rather than sitting in a corner somewhere sucking your thumb, say, I'm a victor and not a victim. I may have been defeated before, but this is a new day. I'm going to slay the lion, I'm going to slay the bear, and I'm going to slay this uncircumcised Philistine in the name of Jesus. If you're struggling financially, don't be lazy. Download the confession I gave you last week and begin to declare, I'm the head, I'm not the tail, I'm above, I'm not beneath. I will lend, I will not borrow. Everything I touch will prosper and succeed. I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're struggling with condemnation, don't walk around as somebody that's been judged. Say, my God has forgiven my sin. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed my transgression from me. If you're struggling with sickness and disease, don't be silent. Begin to declare, by Jesus' stripes I have been healed. Come on, begin to say, I am blessed and I will not die. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Come on, I will live a long life. The Lord delivers me from the snare of the fowler. Somebody say amen. You have to open your mouth. And you have to speak your belief. Romans 10:10 says, with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. No change without confession. You have to begin to declare the word of God. You have to talk to yourself, or yourself will talk to you. You have to talk so you can hear yourself and believe yourself and become yourself. Are you listening to me? Become the new you, or yourself will keep you from the life God has for you. This is a walk of faith. It's not a walk of sitting and soaking. You have to take the word. You have to put the word in your mouth. You have to create your future with the words of your mouth and declare it. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith. Faith is a verb. Active. It's a do word. Something we do. Believing and declaring. We have the same spirit of faith according to what is written. We believe, therefore we speak. I also believe. And therefore I speak. I also believe. Well, what is it that you believe? Let's ask the three people closest to you that spend most time with you what it is that you actually believe. Let's ask your spouse, your children, your colleagues at work. Let them write down in the frame what you believe. And then maybe the picture will become clear. Let's be intentional. I believe God wants to take us into a glorious future. The Bible is a book of God's thoughts that are just thoughts of love, grace, mercy, and a great future for His people. Even in the midst of persecution, God still kept His hand on the church, and the church still grew mightily. Doesn't matter what comes against us, we can prevail and we can overcome. But the Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The shield of faith, my dear friend, you better have a mouth that is saying the right thing. Have the faith of God, have faith in God. Mark 11:22, how the God kind of faith operates. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, Romans 4:17, God who calls things that are not as though they were. Genesis 1:3, God said, let there be light. He didn't say, oh, how great the darkness. We have to speak the answer. Speak the blessing only. Are you listening? I want to say only. Speak to yourself. Talk to your husband and say, ooh, my handsome husband. Don't say my whatever. Just say, oh, my handsome husband. It works on my dogs. I have 3 dogs you must watch. I'll take a video once and I praise them. And then they sit like this. 1, 2, 3. I say, sit, sit, sit. 3 pit bull terriers. I say, ooh, Rocky. Rocky, you're so handsome. Ooh, Rocky, you're so beautiful. I say, Dakota. Ooh, look at those sexy legs, Dakota. Dakota. Shadow. Beautiful. And they just sit there like. Like they understand what I'm saying. Doesn't matter. They know it's good. They know it's good. Amen. You have to look at yourself in the mirror. Stop criticizing yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Stop devaluing yourself. Stop putting yourself down. Come on and talk to yourself. If you don't have a mirror, take your cell phone and turn the picture around so you can see yourself and talk to yourself. You know, like you do a selfie, you take yourself and you start talking and say, ooh, good looking, what you got cooking? Ooh, the man that's gonna marry you is a mighty blessed man. Oh, I've got the young guys lining up. Speak the word, speak the word. Don't be so critical on yourself. Don't be mean with yourself. Don't be demeaning to yourself. That's not right. God doesn't do one conversation in the Bible where He talks down on people. Gideon talks down on himself. God says, no man, go in this mind of yours. I created you, David, fearfully and wonderfully. I made you beautiful. You are a good thing. That's what God says about you. But until you don't discover it, and until you just allow yourself, the old you, the ungenerated you, the unrenewed you, to talk to yourself, the old you will keep you out of every blessing that God has for you. Find a mirror somewhere, your cell phone, take scriptures, and every day declare the word of God. I feel good. I'm blessed. I feel good. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm strong. Strong in the Lord. I'm going places. People are looking for my address. I've got companies lining up wanting to employ me. God is giving me favor with man. God is giving me a reputation. People are headhunting me. I'm good. I'm 10 times better than anything the world has to offer. I'm getting better. I'm good looking. Come on. I've got a great future. I've got a great tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, I will live. I will not die. Length of days are in my house. Come on. Come on. My marriage is blessed. But you have to talk to yourself. You have to speak to yourself. Or yourself will talk you out of the victory. Everybody wakes up every now and again and you just don't feel like $1 million. Right? Oh, come on. But does it matter? I get up out of bed every day and I go to gym. It doesn't matter how I feel. Sometimes I wake up on my way to gym. But it doesn't change the fact I go to gym. Sometimes I wake up in gym. Not meaning I wake up, I'm meaning I don't feel like whatever. But I've learned long ago that feelings are that. It's feelings. It's got nothing to do with who you are. But if you allow feelings to dominate you, then feelings will dictate your measure in life. I'm strong when you feel weak. I'm blessed when you are uncertain. I have the favor of God when people come against you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper when people conspire against you. I'll be the head when people demote you. I'll be above when people try and put you down. You speak the Word of God, and you will see the Word of God manifest in your life in God's time. Come on, say amen. If you receive the Word today, give the Lord a praise. Come on. Oh, come on, you're going higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher this year, 2018, here in Pretoria. I'm going higher. I'm going further. I'm going bigger. I'm going stronger. I'm going to make more money in Jesus' name. Oh, come on, say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Come on, make some positive declarations. Don't look at me. Open your mouth and say something positive.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Art.
Say this quickly with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I believe with all my heart that you are the Christ, that you died for my sin, and that you rose from the grave. Today, I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Thank you for a new beginning. Wash me in your blood. Forgive my sin. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer, for giving me another chance. I give myself to you, everything, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.